Each month, VPR Classical highlights the work of a young composer in our region in a feature we call the Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with MusicComp's online mentoring program. I'm Kari Anderson, and for this November, we'll meet Rachel Schwartz, a junior at Harwood Union High School. So what would you tell someone who is like, what's Rachel all about? You know, I never met Rachel. What would you want them to know about you?
I'd probably want them to know that music is the most important thing in my life, probably next to the people I love, because I remember going places and not being able to touch an instrument for a couple of days and getting home and the first thing I did was drop my stuff and pick up my ukulele or my piano or my trumpet.
Do you like to listen to music a lot?
Yeah, I listen to music doing my homework all the time. It's the only way I can really focus on my work. If I really need to focus, I pick a classical piece because it doesn't have lyrics, so I can't get distracted. But if I need something to keep me motivated, an upbeat musical like Kinky Boots or Matilda are always fun choices.
So tell us how you got started writing music.
My music teacher suggested that I take music theory freshman year. Through that process, I got introduced to a program called Note Flight, which further introduced me to a competition called MusicComp and their Opus performances. And I submitted a piece. It was the first piece of music I'd ever written, so I didn't expect it to get picked to be performed, and it did. And I just kind of ran with it.
What was it called?
String Quartet. Really an original title.
But what's it sound like?
It starts off really upbeat and happy, and then there's a second movement that kind of contrasts it with a repeating theme that's dark and a little more moody.
Rachel, I understand you're considering making a career out of music therapy. Can you tell us about that?
My eldest brother was disabled. Music always made him smile, so that was part of my inspiration for picking up an instrument to begin with. It can make people smile, and it's so therapeutic. Like, if I get frustrated, I can stand upstairs and blast out some crazy jazz piece on my trumpet, and I always feel better. I know there are a lot of people who need that sort of outlet, and sometimes the guidance of a musician can really make them feel like they're doing something well and something that's helping them feel better.
Tell us about your two Irish dances.
In the 1840s, I think, some insane number of great-grandfathers named Thomas Flynn came over during the Great Potato Famine from Ireland. And I kind of imagined him really missing the fast fiddle tunes from his homeland.
How'd you get started writing that piece?
I actually sat down and listened to Devil Went Down to Georgia, Charlie Daniels. And I listened to the mechanics of that. And I tried to really pay attention to the chord progressions and what he did for runs and little inflections. And then I went and listened to some reels and jigs. And from there, I just sat down and went, okay, I'm going to write a fiddle piece.
Thank you.